Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ron Ugly is out, Brandon Scott is in, T-Mill's on the ones and twos, and my boy Matt's over here making sure we're taken care of at BB's, Tex Orleans in Kingwood. Come on through. And hang out with place starting to fill up, y'all. Place starting to fill up. And I've already lied to everybody. I lied, didn't I? I was supposed to give away something right there in that
room. Oh, man, we sure were supposed to give something away.
Damn it.
I lied.
We might have to double barrel one of these breaks.
That's all right. We'll double up right here. We'll double up. But I got to go first, B. Scott.
Okay.
I got to go first.
Do it.
You didn't pick that up, but you got it. BB's Tex Orleans, come on up. We got four Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We got a free oil change for Tomball Ford. We got Texas tickets. We got collector glasses. We got BB's T-shirts, chicken wings, cold beer, and football. Hell, who wouldn't wear it? And it's a soft shirt too. Now, they didn't skimp on the expense of the shirt. It's a good one. Now, where's mine? There it is, right there. All right, we also got dollar wings and boneless or bone in right now at BB's Tex Orleans. So come on through, take advantage of that little deal there. And all the teachers out there, we love you, baby. Free apps for teachers from 3 to 6 p.m. So come on in and join us. If you can't get to this location, there are other locations. Just pick that old phone up and hit that old Google Maps. They'll pop up all over the place. BB's Tex Orleans, baby. We have Nick Cayley, Texans offensive coordinator. We have him coming up in the next segment. That'll be the 3:40 segment. But right now, Tyler, give me my damn music.
Turn you on like it does for Ron.
Well, I mean, it doesn't take much, but Ron, I would say, is it a little easier for me? I would say Ron is a little easier. Yeah, it would. It's rolling though. We got a great slate of games for this Saturday, and look, I'll be honest with you. There's a couple of them tonight now.
Yeah,
there's a couple of them tonight worth watching. Louisville at 4-1 at Miami, number 2 in the country. They're 5-0 right now. A lot of people believe that they are one of the more likely teams to make the college football playoffs simply because they have already nailed the tough part of their schedule. But the Miami Hurricanes are sitting at number 2. Louisville goes to them at 4-1 tonight at 6 o'clock. Also tonight, 7 o'clock, Nebraska, number 25, Nebraska, sitting at 5-1 right now, 2-1 in the Big Ten. They are at Minnesota, 4-2 Minnesota, 2-1. In the Big Ten. So we've got some really good football matchups tonight. Now, both teams aren't ranked the way that the SEC has got this thing rolling tonight or tomorrow. I got to toot the horn of the old SEC. Everybody likes to pile on and think that's not the best conference in America.
Oh, but you SEC guys got to put on. Look here. Here we go.
I don't know what they say, but you got three games in the SEC alone this week that all six teams are ranked.
Max, don't care about your feelings, man.
I mean, I'm just telling you, man. I don't believe it's happened many times in college football
you
in a
SEC
conference.
Guys,
yeah, man, it's happened before, though. It's happened.
I got the
SEC.
Aggie over here at the studio. I got the Razorback to my left.
Oh, and by the way, it doesn't
guys,
include
man.
Oklahoma or Texas, the two newbies in the conference. So look, I'm just here to tell you, man. I mean, it's when it happens, it happens. You just got to kind of roll with it.
Sure.
But we got some monster games, as I mentioned. Saturday's highlighted by the SEC matchups. All joking aside, Ole Miss number 5 at Georgia number 9, Tennessee 11 at Bama number 6, LSU 10 at Vandy 17. And look, the way we typically do this is we each pick a game, instead of going down a slate of 25 games, just right. Instead of going down a slate of 25 games, which isn't always radio friendly, we're just going to pick one. B. Scott, I'm going to let you go first, man. You don't have to pick anything off just the SEC games. I don't want to pigeonhole
The SEC it's funny because you might call me a hypocrite here for giving Clint a hard time about the SEC, given the fact that I am going to pick an SEC matchup as my game to talk about. Game that I'm looking at is definitely Tennessee going on the road to Alabama. Now, both of these offenses have been incredible this year. Lights out to watch so far this year. But it'll be interesting to watch how both Tennessee and Alabama attack things without, or at least with their starting running backs, either banged up, injured, or not available. I'm not sure if these guys are going to actually play, but both their starting running backs. I know Jam Miller was injured in Alabama's last game. And of course, Tennessee's lead running back is also banged up as well. So the quarterbacks in these offenses might have to do a little bit more. That being said, this Ty Simpson cat is playing. Coming. I mean, he is playing incredible football. I mean, he's been in the Heisman conversation for a couple of weeks now. And I felt like last week he did even more to further that conversation or his place in the conversation. Some of the balls that he threw, man, he had one or a couple like on fourth down, one to one of their freshmen. It seems like they've always got a freshman that can ball, freshman wide receiver that can ball now, the Alabama Crimson Tide. But watching Ty Simpson out there doing his thing as one of the Heisman front runners, and then these two offenses being as prolific as they are, trying to figure things out with banged up running backs, will be the marquee matchup for me this weekend.
I love it, man. I love the can they feel the shoes aspect of this game you're talking about, right? When you look at Alabama, can Kalen DeBoer really feel the shoes of Nick Saban, or let's just call it follow Nick Saban?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Saban, you're not going to feel the shoes. Just follow Nick Saban. That has been an interesting ride for a year and a handful of games right now. And then when you look at Tennessee, I am a Leava. How you like that right
there?
There
you go. On the first try.
I was nervous for 5 minutes before I did that right there. I'm not sure it's right.
Clint stuck that landing, baby.
I'm not sure it's right, but you know what I'm talking about. The quarterback.
You said it with your chest, though.
The quarterback that left Tennessee and went to UCLA, kind of leaving Tennessee out to dry. Joey Aguilar transfers in late, and he is absolute nails. 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, almost 1,700 yards on the ground. He will absolutely get you. I'm sorry, through the air, he'll absolutely get you on the ground as well. He's got over 100 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns this year. So the replacements right there of a really good player, really good quarterback, or the all-time greatest college football coach. I love that aspect of it. T-Meal.
I just would add, they're averaging 48 points a game.
Come on, man.
48 points a game.
Come on, and you mentioned Ty Simpson.
I will be watching this game.
Ty Simpson's coming. T-Meal, you got one for me.
Come on, T-Meal. I know it's got to be your Aggies and the Razorbacks or something.
Nervous. He's nervous.
Come on, T-Mill. Don't leave the people hanging out here at BB's. They want to hear your take, man.
I knew he was quiet for a reason.
Well, boys, for what feels like the 20th time, but I guess I've only really known old Clint Sterner for 4 or 5 years, we're going to have some Aggies whooping some hog ass tomorrow.
Easy.
In Fayetteville. They're done this with guy. That Jerry World stuff. The game of the week, at least on this program right here, 2 to 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 610, it's got to be Clint's Hogs getting their ass whooped by my Aggies. No, it won't be no game. There will not be a game.
Golly, we can't even just say a win. He's going to say ass whoop.
It'll be a crime scene.
It's got to be in T-Mill fashion, man. It wouldn't be T-Mill if he didn't talk a little bleep.
I mean.
I'm not going to pull a Titus Howard on this.
These are Aggies. This is a Texas A&M squad that has dominated Arkansas since entering the SEC. I think it's 12 of the last 13 years.
You've won a lot of games. I don't know if you've dominated.
You're trying to rub it in your face, Dick.
I wouldn't take that. It's pretty
such
pure domination.
You know what? You're a dirtbag.
7.5-point favorites for the Aggies. I think they cover that by a lot. Aggies in Fayetteville. They're done with the Jerry World stuff. Not going to Dallas. Arkansas got a home game where their fans will be able to watch the Maroon and White whoop that ass. That's your game of the week, boys.
Oh, man. It could be a good look. It's got the makings of being a tight game. It's got the makings of an upset. You've got a team that's got national championship, college football playoff aspirations in Texas A&M. And I think they're real this year. I really do. But you got an Arkansas team that's fired their head coach, but they've got an explosive play caller. They got an explosive quarterback that can do it on schedule or off schedule. This is another one of those games where yes, A&M should win, but Arkansas is dangerous.
Yeah, you can't say that. I'm not going to ride a motorcycle again.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, you win this game right here, you can ride whatever the hell you want, Bobby, and you can take a volleyball player, a basketball player, you can ride whatever you want, Chief. Hell, we'll even keep you around for the foreseeable future if you win this one right here. This would be a good way to get that Arkansas job full-time instead of just being that interim right there.
Hey,
the low-hanging fruit, Tyler could have just said, hey, man, the overbet in this game right here is the lock. Instead, he said, we're just going to kick their ass.
Because, I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be Tyler to say that. I will say, though, I think I agree with him.
I think I agree with him on this one, man.
Look, and it's really more than anything with A&M right now, it's the defense that's impressing me. Like, they've really stepped up and went. So I think this is going to be an interesting chess match between Bobby Petrino versus this A&M defense that has been incredible on third down, been incredible overall. I think it's a really good matchup. I don't know about an ass whooping like how Tyler's talking about, but I do have A&M
winning
this game.
You can be a dirtbag too, B. Scott. I'm going with Ole Miss number 5 at Georgia number 9. I've never been a big Kirby Smart guy. He's a great coach, obviously. I'm sure he's a great guy. I just don't like his get down. I don't want to hang out and drink cold beer with him. I'll put it to you that way. I like this quarterback at Ole Miss, man. Trinidad Chambliss. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, one, he's electric with his feet and his arm. The story of going from Division II, being up a candidate for the Harlan Hill Award, as well as winning a national championship at that level, jumping up here, you got a highly rated quarterback that's starting above you, gets hurt, boom, you jump in and you take the bull by the horns, and he's got this thing rolling at 6-0. They go to Georgia, and I've got Ole Miss beating Georgia.
Hey, look, I'm right there with you on the distaste for Kirby Smart. It's just something about it. I would concur with all the points that you've made about Ole Miss and that quarterback. They've been impressive.
All right, monster game for the Texans.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.